How sad it's to have to live life clinging, anchored to the past. A past that should be left behind. A past that we have to release and enjoy the present. The new things that God has for us. How sad it's to live life without dreaming. How sad it's to live life with a misuse of faith. I tell you this because we no longer believe that things can happen, but we believe that they will not happen. How sad is to live life without a purpose. How sad is to live just to live, and to think that we simply have to give up and not move forward. And all this happens when we are anchored to the past, and worse still, when that past becomes so real that it has affected our heart to such a point that each pain, each wound, and each circumstance at some point gave us life. And the people around us, we keep them in our hearts, and we do not forgive. Forgiveness, not only beneficiaries of the who forgives, more beneficiaries, the one who has carried that burden over time and have not been able to enjoy every blessing by breathing, by opening our eyes, by doing daily things, and they have not been able to enjoy it because simply they are anchored in resentment or in the pain of what they did to you. And today, you are not happy. You cannot live in freedom. You cannot enjoy your family. You cannot enjoy your children. You cannot enjoy your parents. You cannot enjoy your job. You have not managed to enjoy every blessing that God places before you, because you, it's not a blessing. For you, it's simply something that comes and goes, because you are still anchored in that past. You are anchored in that resentment, which has reached to the point of becoming a root of bitterness, and you are getting older. Your days are running out. If only you could understand that today you have a new opportunity, but a new opportunity not to waste them in resentments and sadness and lack of forgiveness and bitterness and hatred. You have a new opportunity to forgive. You have a new opportunity to tell God to help you let go, because if I told you to forgive, it's to forget. I am talking about something difficult to do or something impossible. We will always be remembering what happened to us. We are always going to be remembering the things that have happened to us. So forgiving, forgetting, is not in the vocabulary of the human being. When we talk about forgiving, God has the ability to forget. When we talk about forgiving, we talk about letting go. We talk about giving up all pain and what hurt us, and allowing the love of God to transform our whole being to such a point that when we remember, we can see with wisdom what each process taught us. And that even every circumstance and every person that God allowed to be there in the middle of the brokenness, in the middle of the process, to know that each person fulfilled his function, are part of God's plan, not only to work us, but to heal us, to clean ourselves, and to guide us towards his eternal purpose, which is Jesus Christ. I know it cost us. It's not easy. We do not forgive because we feel it, because it's for feeling we would not do it. We could feel. Forgive someone who hurt your heart, who betrayed you, to whom you gave your whole life, and they do not value it, and they treat you like trash, like a zero to the left. Who could not forgive someone who offended you when you loved her? That's not in the feelings. If it was for feeling, no one would. Let me tell you that if it were for feelings, if Jesus had been carried away by his feelings, he would not have gone to the cross, because our feelings are deceptive. And our feelings make us value people by what they give us or by how they treat us. But faith, being located in Christ, makes us see things in a different way. That's why he says that This is true love. Not that we loved him, but that he loved us first. Because the one who loves first will never be waiting to be loved too. When you love first, you give because you have a giving heart and a full of love. So it's important to start reflecting. Today is a new day that the Lord gives us and a new opportunity to open our eyes, but also to let go of that heavy burden, which is called lack of forgiveness, which is called the past. Yes, perhaps you will tell me it's that pastor. If you had lived what I lived, you would understand me. Let me tell you, maybe I don't know what you live. What I do know is that we have a Father, a great and wonderful God who doesn't care how much sin there was in us. He just loved us. We didn't look for him. He came looking for us. What have we done for God? We have not done anything. And he did everything for us. What we have given him, we have not given even a quarter of what he gave. He gave his only son. What do I know? Is that my heavenly Father, his love has cast out all fear. And that his love is so great that he is far above any sin that we can commit. He is above any defect that we may have. His love is not measured. And if he comes into my life and has transformed me, he impregnates me with that love. To love like this, as he loves me, and then I no longer do it for measure. Then I no longer do it for emotion. Then I no longer do it because I feel, simply because he is in me and he is through me. Can you understand him today? When you give your life to God, he transforms everything. And then it's no longer in your strength. Now, it's he who helps you. Now, he is your essence. Now, it's not now because he feels or does not feel. Now, it's by faith and out of obedience. That faith that leads me to obey. And as his word says, that I must forgive. It's necessary that I forgive. It's that I need to love. And do you know why it's necessary? Not only will you be saving a life, you are saving yours, your own. That's why today God is knocking on your door. Today, this word knocks on your door, and through this word, I knock on the door of your heart to remind you that today you opened your eyes, to remind you and to remind yourself that you can breathe no matter in the circumstances that you are in. Perhaps what you are needing today is not so much to get money. It's not so much to get out of a problem. It's not so much to pay a debt. What you are needing today is to be free. What you are needing today is to release that burden. What you are needing today is to rest. What you are needing today is being able to breathe and enjoy the gift of life that God gives you today. What you are needing is called forgiveness. And today, you can experience it. Because if the Father forgives you, he gives you the quality, the capacity, and his spirit so that you can forgive. Because there is nothing more beautiful than having a healthy heart. There is nothing more beautiful than having a clean heart. There is nothing more beautiful. There is nothing more beautiful than resting in it. There is nothing more beautiful than releasing that burden and being free, truly free. Father, I thank you. Thank you, Lord, because your word, there is life. Thank you, Lord, because in you, there is an abundance of life. That abundance of life which indicates that everything is made new. That abundance of life that indicates that we are forgiven. That abundance of life that indicates that there is peace. That while there is life, there is hope. That there is an opportunity. That things change. And not only do things change, but we also change because your life when we experience it in us, then really we can say that now if we live, we have learned so many things that this world has taught us. And one of those things that this world has taught us, Father, is resentment, the pain, the lack of forgiveness. If they did it to me, they pay me. But in you, it's totally the opposite. That's why today, Father, I join in prayer to all those who are receiving this audio and those that have had a difficult life to the point that they have been marked by their family, marked by someone who played with their feelings, with their hearts. They can, Lord, today experience that wonderful love that you give. Your love surrounds them. And not only tears come out of their eyes, but their hearts can be shaken by your love that was capable of giving everything, that love that forgives, that love that brings freedom. Today I ask, Lord, freedom for each life, and that your Holy Spirit fill them in this moment. Come about each person who is receiving this audio, and who can understand that today there is a new opportunity, Lord. The Spirit of God is upon you. So stop now and let the Lord embrace you today. There is healing. Most likely the physical healing that you need today comes first from the spiritual healing that the Spirit of God wants to do in you today. Be free in the name of Jesus. Be healed. Heal, woman, in the name of Christ. There is always a new beginning, a new opportunity. It's today. Yesterday has already passed. It's not tomorrow. It's today. God always arrives just in time. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. You can follow him on Instagram, like Pastor Elias HC, and on YouTube. You can find the devotional channel Just in Time. Blessings.